You're listening to the Chiro Basics Podcast, the show dedicated to chiropractic practice success. Here's your host, Nick Fisher.
Hey, everyone. Super excited about today's episode. We wanted to go over a list of unique marketing tactics that you can implement for your practice. You know, there's lots of marketing programs and strategies and, you know, things out there that chiropractors are used to hearing over and over again, kind of like a broken record. And we want to talk about some things that are a little bit different. You know, some of this stuff is being implemented in other verticals and industries, and it makes a lot of sense to bring more of this style marketing strategies to the chiropractic space. So we pulled together, you know, we have actually six unique tactics that we want you to consider for your practice. So let's just dive right into this list and go over these different ideas. So number one, new mover postcards. So snail mail advertising is not new, obviously. You probably get lots of spam in your mailbox all the time. People sending you postcards and letters of car warranties and all that type of stuff. But what's unique about this mailer tactic is actually focusing and targeting people that are new to your area. So this is really awesome, because if you have people that didn't live in your circumference previously and now they move into your area, you're able to be the first chiropractic provider to show up and be there for these new homeowners in your area. Not necessarily homeowners, it could be people moving into apartments too, but the idea is anybody that's coming in, you want to be there first. So there are actually programs out there that you can sign up for, and it will allow you to automatically send out a postcard to every new person that moves in. So they, the service is how they work is you help design and pick out what you want your postcard to look like. And then each month they pull a list of all the new people that moved into your designated area, your zip codes or whatever, and they'll print and mail those postcards on your behalf. So it becomes automated. So you just put a little effort in up front to sign up for the programs, create your postcards or whatever, and then everything else is on autopilot. So if you're willing to make a little bit of investment, you can get postcards out to every new person that moves into your area. This is awesome. Really great opportunity for you to get your face and name and brand in front of someone right away when they get to your community. Usually you can expect to pay anywhere between 60 cents to a dollar per postcard that's sent out, which is not bad, because that includes them pulling the new list, printing out the personalized cards, so all the printage that goes with it, the postage for actually mailing it, and the delivery to the post office. So it's a pretty affordable tactic, and depending on the size of your community and the population density, will kind of determine your level of investment there. But definitely check out New Mover Postcards, underutilized platform there, so check that out. Number two, missed call text back. So during your business hours, you probably have someone that's on the phones that should be answering any inbound calls that you have coming in. Now, even if you do have someone that's designated to answer those calls, there's always opportunities, and it does happen more than you think of, you know, someone stepped away from their desk, they're on a lunch break, whatever the case is, you miss a call. And there are more missed calls happening at your practice than you probably realize. And when someone is looking for a new provider, whether it be a chiropractor, maybe it's, you know, pest control or HVAC service provider, doesn't matter. When they're searching for someone and they pick up the phone and call and they get a voicemail, it's kind of a coin toss on if they're actually going to leave a voicemail. So you don't want to actually miss these calls. And then even if they do miss a leave a voicemail, excuse me, if they actually do leave a voicemail, then you still have to call this person back, and the likelihood that they're going to pick up a phone number that they don't recognize is low. So you don't want to be missing phone calls. Now, the missed call text back, so when you do miss a phone call, what it does is it automatically will send out a text message to anybody that you missed a call from. So that message could be something really simple to keep them engaged with you so they don't move on to the next service provider. So if they're looking at chiropractors in the area and they called you and they got your voicemail, they're moving on to the next one. Well, a missed call text, if they get a text message within a minute after calling, that keeps them engaged with you. You know, that message could be simple. Hey, sorry, we missed your call. How can we help? Did you need to book an appointment? Whatever the case is, you can keep them engaged with you. So that way they don't move on to the next chiropractor in your area, a competitor. Keep them engaged. Missed call, text back. That's strategy number two. Strategy number three, website chat widget. So this is a huge way to capture leads. And I think it's really underutilized. And I think the reason why is because business owners think that you have to have someone available to do a live chat interaction all the time, or somebody readily available to answer any questions for anybody that comes in through your chat. And the reality is you actually don't, because you can have the little chat widget as just a way to capture a lead. So it basically becomes a form that someone fills out on your website. So it looks like a chat widget, and then when they click on it, it opens like a chat widget, and it says, hey, enter your question, or how can we help? And then it'll grab their phone or email address and says, okay, one of our team members will get back to you. So what's great about this is that people are much more likely to fill out a chat widget form than they are going to your contact page and filling out a contact form. I think we've all experienced where we fill out a contact form on a webpage and it goes to a black void where no one responds and nothing happens. So there's some confidence level that consumers have, patients have, when it comes to a chat widget. It feels more like the business is readily available to interact, and it's going to be quicker to respond. So you can put on a chat widget on your website for next to nothing and collect leads all day from the little form that pops up when you click on it. So check out a live chat. There's lots of live chat option or chat widget softwares out there. So go find one and put it on your website, and you'll be surprised on how many leads you get. Strategy number four. This may not be new to you, but we put it on here anyways because we think it's still really underutilized, as Google Ads specifically, paid placements to be at the top of Google when someone searches in your local area. This is really great because when someone doesn't have a referral to a chiropractor, they don't have a friend or family member that's pushing them in one direction, the first place they're going to go is Google, and they're going to start looking for a service provider or care provider in their local area. So by paying for a top spot on Google, you're able to get your website listed at the very top of the search results. So when someone types in chiropractor near me, boom, you're right there at the top. And there's some investment involved with running Google Ads. You know, you pay for each click, which is, you know, can be costly depending on the level of competition and the keywords you're bidding on. And there's also like a setup. So you have to understand how to run Google Ads, or you have to hire someone to do it, but it's still going to be one of your best opportunities to drive in traffic for people who are already looking for chiropractic care. So Google Ads, really highly valuable channel. You should definitely be running some type of Google Ads strategy or campaign out there. Okay, strategy number five. This is called check in and win. Check in and win. Obviously, chiropractors get a lot of their patients through referrals. So you're going to have your existing patients referring in other patients, friends, family members that potentially need care. the check-in and win is a system that kind of becomes a passive referral system. So the idea is you run a giveaway or a raffle at your office for your existing patients. And the way that your patients enter into that raffle is they go onto Facebook and they check in to your location. So you should have a Facebook page. If you don't, log into your computer and create one right now. And on your Facebook page, people can check in to your page saying that I'm at this location. They can even make comments or whatever. But have people check in, because what this does is it shows on your Facebook page activity happening in the community. So it's going to look good and give you some authority on Facebook and kind of generate all this activity on your page, which shows that it creates this trustworthiness, and you're active and you're doing business and you're working with people in the community. And there's a lot of value in that. And then the second thing that's going to happen is when someone checks in, it actually shows up on their feed. So all of their friends and family members are going to see that they are at your clinic. And although they're not saying to an individual, hey, you should go see this chiropractor, by putting it on Facebook on their feed by checking in, they're basically saying, hey, if you need chiropractic care, this is where I go. Definitely consider them. So it becomes kind of more of a passive referral, we call it. So patients can enter your giveaway by checking into your Facebook page. And at the end of the month or the quarter, you can do a giveaway. Give away something like an Apple TV, an Alexa, maybe an Amazon gift card. Something simple but valuable, so that way people get excited about it. And it's super simple for them to just log in. Everybody's got Facebook on their phone. They can check in, enter the win, and you generate activity and passive referrals just by having that activity happen on Facebook. So check in and win on Facebook. Okay, strategy number six is automatic reviews. Now, by itself, a review does not turn into more business, but what reviews do for you in the long term does definitely generate more digital activity for you to collect or get new patients coming into your door. So on Google, you can receive reviews on your business listing. And when someone is searching for a chiropractor in your area, you're going to see all the different chiropractors are going to have listings on Google. And one of the biggest ranking factors for that Google business listing is actually how many reviews that you have. So by generating more reviews, you position yourself to rank higher on the Google listings. And when you rank higher, you get more clicks and you get more patients. So the other benefit of having reviews is that if someone's searching for a chiropractor and they see a chiropractic listing that has 300 reviews versus a chiropractic listing that has 10 reviews or no reviews, there's going to be a lot more trust in the one that has the 300 reviews, right? So you want to build reviews on your listing to show that you are reputable and trustworthy in the community, and it's going to help your search rankings. So you need to build reviews. And the challenging piece is you probably don't have time to ask every patient when they leave if they can leave you a review. So instead, you need to put a system in place that automates this for you. There's lots of marketing softwares out there. We use one for our clients that helps automate this process. So every time a patient leaves, you're sending them a text message or an email that invites them to leave a review, and it gives them the link directly to your Google listing that allows them to leave that review. They type in a little comment. They don't even have to type in a comment, but they can, and then they pick 1 through 5 stars. If you're providing a good experience at your office, you're going to get lots of 5-star reviews this way. So use marketing software, automate the ability to ask for a review from your patients and text it to them, email it to them, so that way you can start collecting these reviews on a regular basis. And over time, you're going to start collecting lots and lots of reviews on your listings, and you're going to see your rankings grow. You're going to see more people finding you on Google because they're going to be seeing that not only are you ranking higher and they're finding you, but they're going to see that you're reputable. They're going to trust you because you have all these reviews. So automate your review process, collect more reviews, and you'll see a lot of value out of that. So that was the list that we had pulled together for this specifically. Those six tactics, quick little things that you can do to really help drive in more activity and pull in more patients into your practice. Some of these things are not necessarily new, but they may be a little unique, a little bit outside the box what you're seeing today. Try them. You're not going to hurt yourself by trying something new. See what works for you. Try three of them this month, try the other three next month, and see which ones did the best for you. Or if you've got the time and lots of spots to fill, try them all. Get things rolling and help build your leads and your ability to pull in new patients. This is some really valuable things. You got to put in the effort to get the results out. So try some of this and let us know if you need help implementing this or need other ideas for really driving in new patients and getting those numbers up. So hope this was valuable for you. Reach out if you have any questions. We are here to support you.
Thanks for tuning in to the Cairo Basics Podcast. If you liked the episode, don't forget to follow us on Facebook and YouTube. You can learn more about chiropractic success online at chirobasics.com. That's chirobasix.com. See you next time.